आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट दिल्ली देहरादून इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर इन देहरादून उत्तराखंड टुडे। Government notifies Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees to boost capital flow into the country's startup ecosystem. Iranian ambassador to India thanks New Delhi for being reliable and compassionate partner in times of hardship. United States Navy enforces full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in West Asia. Nation pays homage to Chief Architect of Constitution Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs in Hyderabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor from Dehradun today, along with the country's first variable speed pumped storage plant of 1,000 megawatt capacity in Tihri. The corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity between major tourism and economic centers and creating opportunities. These are new opportunities for trade and development across the region. Our correspondent reports that the project reflects the Prime Minister's vision of developing next-generation infrastructure that integrates high-speed connectivity with environmental sustainability and an improved quality of life for citizens.
There is an atmosphere of enthusiasm in the state ahead of the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and the state government has completed all the necessary preparations. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor at a ceremony this afternoon. Approximately 213 km long, the corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. It passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. The project includes construction of 10 interchanges, 3 railway overbridges, 4 major bridges and 12 roadside public facilities to ensure seamless high-speed connectivity. The corridor has been specially designed to significantly reduce human-wildlife conflict and includes an approximately 12-kilometer-long elevated wildlife corridor, one of the longest in Asia. During his one-day visit to Uttarakhand, the Prime Minister will also address a public meeting in Dehradun. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The government has notified the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees to boost capital flow into the country's startup ecosystem. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that investments under the scheme will focus on alternative investment funds supporting priority segments including deep tech startups and early growth stage. It added that the operational guidelines and the composition of the Venture Capital Investment Committee will be issued by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade. The ministry informed that Small Industries Development Bank of India will commence operationalization of the scheme as the implementation agency with effect from the date of notification. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the Anusandhan National Research Foundation ANRF is developing AI-based platform Saral AI to convert complex research publications into simplified social media content in 18 Indian languages. Reviewing the progress and future roadmap of the ANRF in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh emphasized mission mode research and greater societal impact of scientific innovations. Iranian ambassador to India Dr. Mohammad Fatali has thanked the government and people of India for being reliable and compassionate partners in times of hardship. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Fatali also thanked the government for facilitating all the necessary arrangements in these difficult times.
Our high-ranking officials believe that we, as Iran and India, have a common interest. And we, God willing, we have a good relation in the future. And now, in these difficult times, we have a good relation. And I said to you that mentioned that His Excellency Prime Minister of Modi have 2 times talked with Mr. Pezeshkian. We believe that Iran and India have common interest and common fate.
The United States Navy has begun enforcing a full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in West Asia after weekend peace talks in Pakistan collapsed without agreement. The operation took effect at 7:30 last evening, with U.S. Central Command stating that the restrictions apply to vessels entering or leaving Iranian coastal areas in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. has deployed at least 15 naval ships in West Asia, including the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and 11 destroyers, as part of a blockade of Iran's ports. The U.S. military warned that any vessel entering or departing Iranian ports without authorization could face interception, diversion or capture. We have a report.
The move is being seen as a major escalation and a shift towards economic pressure rather than direct military confrontation. The Strait of Hormuz handles roughly 1/5 of global crude oil shipments, making any disruption significant for global energy markets. By restricting Iran's oil exports, Washington appears to be attempting to push Tehran back to negotiations while limiting the risk of full-scale conflict. There are also concerns about retaliatory action by Iran through its regional allies or disruption of other shipping lines. Oil prices have already reacted to the developments, and global markets are closely watching the situation as a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz enters its initial hours. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. In New Delhi, a function will be held at Parliament House complex this morning to pay tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. More from our correspondent.
Born on 14th April 1891 in Madhya Pradesh, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar dedicated his life to the fight against social discrimination and worked tirelessly to secure equal rights for women, laborers and marginalized communities. His vision laid the foundation for a just and inclusive society as reflected in the Constitution of India, which he was instrumental in drafting. Dr. Ambedkar's multifaceted contribution from economic policy and infrastructure to constitutional law cemented his legacy as a nation builder committed to fostering a just and equitable India. Dr. Ambedkar was posthumously honored with Bharat Ratna in year 1990. This day holds great significance in honoring his remarkable contributions, particularly in the fields of social justice, equality, and the drafting of the Indian Constitution. With Anand Kumar, Saklain Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In her message, the president paid tribute to Dr. Ambedkar, pointing that he was a jurist, economist, profound thinker, legal scholar, and a strong advocate of an egalitarian social system. The president will participate in the Samajik Samarasata Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan in Gandhinagar today to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar. The festival of Baisakhi is being celebrated in Punjab today with devotion, enthusiasm and brotherhood. The occasion has a religious, cultural and historical value. It was on this day the Khalsa Panth was founded by the 10th Guru, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, in the year 1699. More from our correspondent.
Wah wah Gobind Singh aape gur chela.
Thousands of devotees are paying obeisance at Gurdwara Takht Sri Kesgarh Sahib, located in Sri Anandpur Sahib, where the Khalsa Panth was founded. Divine Gurbani Kirtan is also being performed by Kirtani Jathas here and in Gurdwaras across the nation. A large number of Sikh devotees are also visiting the historic Gurdwaras in Pakistan to celebrate Khalsa Sajna Divas, the birth anniversary of the Khalsa Panth, and Baisakhi as well. The festival also has a significance for our brothers from the farming community as they start harvesting their wheat crop in their farms from today. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Tamil New Year's begins today with the birth of Chittirai. Our correspondent reports that today's New Year is based on the solar calendar, which rings in a good sunny season, harmonious for the good harvest and great beginnings.
Festival means happiness, cheer and sumptuous food. Today, people visit temples making a plea for their success in new ventures. Tasty traditional breakfast with idli, vada, payasam followed by a six-taste meal for lunch at home in banana leaves are specials. Mangoes, drumsticks, neem flowers are used in today's recipes. Mango leaf festoons and a beautiful rangoli welcome the guests in every home. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Chennai.
Uttar Pradesh Labour Minister Anil Rajbhar has termed the violence in Noida as a well-planned conspiracy. He said that in recent days, four suspected terrorists have been arrested from Meerut and Noida whose links were connected to handlers based in Pakistan. In such a situation, the possibility of a conspiracy to create instability in the state gains strength. On the other hand, the state government has also clarified that it is false information that the wage board has decided 20,000 rupees as minimum wage and the industries in Noida are not following it. In IPL cricket, an explosive 91 by skipper Ishan Kishan and four wicket holds from debutants Praphul Hinge and Saqib Hussain helped Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Put to bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 216 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. During the chase of 217 runs, Rajasthan Royals' top order was ripped apart in the first over by debutant Praphul, who took 4 wickets, and Rajasthan Royals were left hopeless at 9 for 5 wickets. Praphul Hinge was declared player of the match. The southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September is expected to be below normal this year. Briefing media in New Delhi, Director General of India Meteorological Department, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said that the seasonal rainfall over the country is likely to be 92% of long period average with a model error of plus minus 5%. He said that weak La Nina conditions are currently transitioning to El Nino Southern Oscillation neutral conditions over the equatorial Pacific. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sunil. News related to the West Asia conflict continues to dominate front pages of dailies. Trump blocks traffic to Iranian ports as Tehran threatens to target U.S. Gulf allies, headlines the Tribune. Oil prices climbed back over $100 a barrel with no sign of a swift reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, writes the Indian Express. The top headline in the Pioneer reads, wage protests turn violent spread across NCR. The news item mentions that the violence paralyzed traffic, leaving thousands of commuters stranded with long queues of vehicles stretching for several kilometers seen at the Delhi-Noida border. In its editorial piece titled Asha Bhosle's Legacy Endures, the Asian Age pays tribute to Asha Bhosle as a singular and enduring force in Indian music whose artistry, versatility and resilience ensured her place far beyond comparisons with her contemporaries. The piece argues that although she emerged in an era dominated by other great female voices, she built an extraordinary body of work across generations of composers. It also suggests that market preferences may at times have limited the full extent of opportunities she deserved, making her achievement even more remarkable and her legacy all the more lasting. And finally, an article in the Times of India mentions how B.R. Ambedkar, through his life, ideas and fight against caste oppression, has become a powerful symbol of hope and resistance of Hungary's oppressed Roma community, especially through a school in Miskolc named after him. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. Government notifies Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees to boost capital flow into the country's startup ecosystem. Iranian ambassador to India thanks New Delhi for being reliable and compassionate partner in times of hardship. United States Navy enforces full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in West Asia. Nation pays homage to Chief Architect of Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his birth anniversary today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad beat Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs in Hyderabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.